Well, good morning or afternoon, whatever it is for you. Frank Grad and myself are here today, and we're going to be talking about men's needs and health. Frank, why do you think you're healthier now at 53 years old than you were your first 50 years?
Well, when I was younger, I had really, really poor nutrition, and I didn't get nutrition was important for my health. And by the time I got into my 30s, I was on 3 to 4 medications already. I realized that that's not a path I want to be on. I've always wanted to be my best. And when I learned I needed whole food nutrition and I got it, I didn't need the medications anymore. My body got the building blocks it needed to heal itself.
Wow, that's terrific. Well, why don't you take medications now? Because, most people your age, quite frankly, or any age, are on quite a few medications.
Well, I don't think it's a good idea to be on medications. It's crippling. I mean, just think about it. Everywhere you go, you got to take a pill at a certain time. You have to pick up a prescription. If I'm out camping, I don't have to worry about whether I need to have an insulin shot or something like that. So, it's for me. I'm a perfectionist, and I want to be as healthy as I can be to the day I die.
Well, other than the change in your whole food nutrition and your supplement foundation, what other things do you do? Do you exercise? What else is important, Frank, for men's health?
Well, naturally, we need to keep moving. So I do exercise about average of 3 days a week. It's about 20 minutes of strength training for my bones and my muscle. And I do about 10 minutes of cardio for my heart. And resting heart rate is 60, and it seems to be working for me, and it's not extreme.
Wow, that's terrific. And anything else in the lifestyle as far as your attitude, do you think that plays a part in your health?
Well, now that I've gotten older, I realize that I need to slow life down a little bit and enjoy myself. We're too stressed out. Stress is huge. It's probably half of the problems we have is stress. The other half is our nutrition and lack of exercise. So, enjoy the day, perceive things differently, work on stress management, and get great nutrition, whole food nutrition.
Well, men do certainly have other needs than women. Is there anything in particular that you feel passionate about that are really important for men's needs, and particularly with testing or other things that might be more personal for men?
Well, I don't understand why we're so complacent. We're getting older and we get on more medications, we get less healthy, and I don't know why that's acceptable. To me, I want to be healthy. I want to enjoy life to the end. And so I do whatever I need to do. I get good supplementation of whole food nutrition. I take my vitamin D and my fish oil, and that gives my body the building blocks it needs to stay healthy.
Yeah, terrific. And what about testing, Frank? Do you believe in that there's testing that should be done for men or for anybody for that matter?
Well, most of us had blood tests, but until I met you, Valerie, I didn't understand the importance of hair and saliva testing and urine testing. I feel that most people get about 25% of the tests they need. You get down to the extra 75%, you can really fine-tune your health. And I think that's great about testing you do. It's not that I get, diagnosed with something, then I have to deal with it. You can test markers 5, 6, even 10 years previous to disease, and then correct the issues or the source of the problem in the body, so you never get to that point where you have a heart attack or you have actually cancer.
Yeah, well, that sounds pretty empowering. I know, Frank, that there were some studies we were just looking at, and one of them was in the New England Journal of Medicine, all the way back in 2002 already, where they showed lifestyle medicine worked better than metformin, and metformin is used typically for type 2 diabetes, insulin resistance. They show another study in, again, a peer-reviewed journal showing that lifestyle medicine, again, exactly the things you've done with your life, reduced cardiovascular disease better than any other treatment, as well as insulin resistance and diabetes again. So I think it's really commending for you to, have the lifestyle and the nutrition foundations and the eating habits and the attitude that you have. And any other tips for men that are listening today?
Well, I'd love to help anyone out that's interested in, getting on the journey to wellness. It's not that difficult. It's really easy. It's more about the knowledge and knowing what to do. So once you understand the truth and how to get healthy, it's really relatively easy. I mean, I remember when I used to see ED, it was watching Mr. Ed on TV, and now I have to watch every commercial where these guys are having, erectile dysfunction, and that's just too bad. I mean, I really don't want to be reliant on a pill to have, my sex life be good. And then, of course, that's just a leading indicator that heart disease is right around the corner where it might not function at all. You could have a heart attack.
Right. All has to do with blood flow and inflammation. Well, Frank, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. You guys can go to our website, www.nutritionconnectionbalance.com, to learn more about us, hear other snippets, or to make your 15 to 30 minute consultation with Frank. So have a good day.